Welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Today, USDA releasing the monthly cattle on feed report. For reaction, we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, as we look at this report, it shows that cattle on feed are up 3%. Is that much of a surprise?
No. I would say it was not. Our on feed, our marketing came in very close to the estimates, and the placements actually came in 2 points lower than expected. So you could say we had a slightly positive report today. It's nice to see something positive today after the close we saw in our markets. We'll talk about that here a little later. Our August on feed came in at 103% of a year ago. They was looking for 102.7%. Now, this means that we put on feed 10.002 million head of cattle. This is 1.7% below the five-year average. Now, Nebraska was up 3% versus a year ago. Kansas up 2%, and Texas was down 1% versus a year ago on cattle on feed. Now, this is the fifth straight month of year-over-year gains in the monthly on feed numbers. So we're slowly building those numbers up, but ever so slightly. Our July placements came in at 99%. The trade was looking for 101%. So this is a little bit of the friendly side of the report. That means we placed 1,547,000 head of cattle on feed. That is 14.6% lower than the five-year average. Now, this is also the lowest July placement of the past 20 years and is the second lowest monthly placement for the year 2015. And Nebraska's placements were up 4% versus a year ago, Kansas down 1%, and Texas down 11% versus a year ago. Now, when you look at the weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category, they were down 14.1%, 600 to 699-pound category down 9.6%, 700 to 799-pound category down 7.6%, and the 800-plus category was up 19.2%. We continue to see, I believe it's now 11 of the past 12 months of the 800-pound placement larger than a year ago. In our marketing, the July marketings came in at 97%. They was looking for 97%. That means we marketed 1,725,000 head of cattle. This is 9.1% below the five-year average. This is the lowest July marketing of the past 20 years and also makes seven straight months this year of the lowest of the past 20 years for those respective months. Kansas marketings were 1% larger than a year ago, but Nebraska was down 2% and Texas down 5% compared to a year ago.
Also out today, USDA releasing the latest cold storage report. And Tom, did we find any friendly news there?
Honestly, no. We saw in that cold storage report, Leslie, our beef versus a month ago was down 1.9%, but versus a year ago, 30.4% larger. Our pork came in 3.5% lower than a month ago, but versus a year ago, 17.6% larger. So we continue to see our beef and pork supplies versus a year ago still growing out there, and overall meat, poultry, turkey, beef, and pork continues to be at large levels. That's going to be burdensome down the road if we cannot continue to move this beef, pork, and poultry and turkey supplies out there.
Also out today, the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, of course, was held this week, and then they come out on Friday afternoon with their projection for the nation as they look at corn and soybean yields. And Tom, how did that report turn out?
Well, Leslie, I haven't had time to look at all their numbers yet, but just looking at their yield, they are looking for the soybean yield to come in at 46.5 bushels per acre. This is 0.4 of a bushel lower than what last week's USDA report pegged the soybean yield at. Their corn yield, 164.3 bushels per acre. This is 4.5 bushels lower than last week's USDA number. I do not see this as being a big surprise. I think everyone was pretty much looking for a little lower corn yield out there. Maybe the soybeans were a little better than what they thought. I don't think our market's going to really overreact react to this come next Monday.
Okay. And Tom, one last thing. On Friday, we did see a severe sell-off across the commodity markets, whether you're talking cattle or you're talking grain commodities. And then you add in pro farmer crop tour, you add in the cattle on feed. So how do you think the market's going to react come Monday?
I think what we saw took place today, Leslie, was an overreaction to the sell-off that was stimulated out of the financial markets. As we saw our Dow Jones go down today, the lowest they've been since back on October 23rd. We have seen large losses now 3 days in a row in the stock market. We saw the rest of financials take a hit, and all of it was tied to concerns over the world economy and concerns over China, as China has been one of the largest buyers in the world here for the last several years. Nothing really earth-shattering and new came out today to go along with this big sell-off. It just seemed like the market kept building up, and it just plummeted once again today, as there was not, like I said, any big fresh news to go along with this. The bad thing is it spilled over into all the commodities, not only the financials, the metals, the energy markets, and all of our ag markets got hit by this. Now, what's that going to bring next week? I think we could see a bounce out of that, as long as nothing over the weekend happens terrible, because we overdid it. We had no reason to push the grains down as low as we did. We had no reason to push feeder cattle down the $4.50 limit in four contracts. This cattle and feed report is not, you know, anything negative. The pro farmer numbers are not anything overly negative. So hopefully we can come back with a little bit of bullishness to start the week off next week to end the last trading week of August.
As people are looking for more insight from you, Tom, how can they reach you?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities. As we get reaction today from several reports from USDA as well as from Pro Farmer. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.